Yeah. You better raise your fucking glasses, motherfuckers, because motherfucking comedy legend Elaine Boozler.
Yeah.
We are boozling with the Boozler.
That's how they always introduce me in theaters as well.
I didn't think it was clever, but I'm drunk already.
But are you
already?
The only one who's not actually boozling?
You are.
This is a lot of vodka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
welcome.
That's what it is.
You're welcome. Oh, yes. You're welcome for that.
You,
Elaine Boozler, we have missed you so.
I have missed you. And
I
know,
thought you lived in New York full time, but you live.
I go back and forth.
Running from the law. Running from the law.
Running from the tax man.
Yes.
Tax man.
With your big fucking bags of comedy cash.
I dropped my engraved chopsticks. Excuse me.
Oh, pardon.
Oh, from Bart the Bear.
Oh my God.
This is from a person who said an engraved chopsticks.
I know. I know. Some of them, as we said, are aspirational. They're Hillary Clinton.
You bet your aspirational chopsticks.
That will never grace my basement.
Gandhi?
But
a Jeb Bush is on there?
Sure.
Jebby.
Aspirational.
Smart one.
Actually, to keep him out of the race, we should just give him the test. Can he use chopsticks?
Right.
Yes.
I have a seat for him and his fucking exclamation point.
Oh, Tisk.
Jeb.
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 What is he replacing? Eliza in Vegas?
Yes.
Jeb.
It's
Mama.
Jeb. Jeb with a B, not...
Right, it's Jeb with a B, not...
Not W with a W, it's...
It's Jeb.
Jeb.
It's Elaine with a Y, not Elaine with an I, because Elaine with an I goes Elaine, not Elaine. It doesn't work. This doesn't work.
Because you gotta ring that bell.
Okay. Gotta ring them.
All right, ring them bells. Okay.
Wow.
What the fuck are we
the
doing?
The most beautiful sound I ever heard.
We're doing show tunes in honor of Lindsey Graham. Because,
oh,
hey,
my stars.
He's a bachelor. He's a confirmed bachelor. He's going to have a rotating first lady.
A confirmed bachelor is the male equivalent of an old man.
Oh, my stars. Yeah,
old
my
maid.
First lady has a penis.
And they all have lifetime companions.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, James Buchanan had Aunt Fancy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
He was a member of Congress, but it was his constant companion.
Constant. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's my valet.
Yes. We cannot help ourselves being like eighth graders about Lindsey Graham because he says the president's foreign policy is blowing up in his face. He's leading from behind. And also, yeah, this.
Ad-rack balls until...
Oh, hang on.
Ad-rack balls until the sun came up.
His parents owned a pool hall.
I'm sorry.
But above taking it out of context.
Was he speaking at a commencement address? Was that a commencement address? Oh, man. I had the worst day ever today.
Okay, Elaine Boozler, tell us, because you came in just a mess.
I'm
hot mess.
I'm sweating.
Schwitzing.
I'm beyond sweating.
Actually, you're schwitzing.
I am schwitzing. Schwitzing is beyond sweating.
It's hot here.
No, I'm schwitzing because I got stuck on the freeway.
Oh,
it took 19 minutes to make the connection from the 101 to 405, which should take a minute.
Right.
And I was going to the wrist doctor because I've been dealing with my broken wrist for 7 months. Look at this. I look like the president of the Sylvia Plath fan club.
What the fuck did you do, Elaine Boozler?
I broke my wrist and then...
How?
I fell.
My mom
it was the one.
Fell,
I'm sorry.
My mom
did
fell.
Did she?
And then her wrist is.
Oh, ow.
He's saying old people fall in.
Yes, that's what he's trying to say, Elaine.
It's
elderly people are brittle.
I didn't fall because I was old. I fell because I'm an idiot. And so, of course.
You brittle old comedy legends.
Damn, I paid the gravity bill. I was like thinking.
God damn it.
The worst thing was that it was the one night I wasn't drinking. When you're drinking,
truck
drivers never die. They kill who they hit, right?
Right.
So I fall. If I was drinking, I just would have fell. No, I'm straight. I brace myself.
Yeah.
Ow.
I broke my foot in the middle of the fucking night going downstairs to get like Gatorade.
My femur.
It is
Yeah.
But they're called femur. I broke my femur.
Wait, did you have to keep your foot in a FEMA trailer for any amount?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It lived in a FEMA trailer, which is very inconvenient.
She came back here to do this because she broke her foot in New York.
The week before when I was leaving, I was moving back here.
And she came back here to do the show, and I had to go to Target and buy a chaise lounge for her to do the show
she thought,
on.
What a bitch. This is going to be a horrible gig.
Right?
Yes. But you didn't know she broke her foot.
I had a fucking, one of those rolly things on every,
scooter.
Every floor. A scooter. I know my friend's kid goes, oh, my grandma has that.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Shut up. Go change my bathwater.
I almost put in the Olivia Sopranos. Time for the show. Yeah.
Well, it's been 7 months.
Did you trip over any of your 1,000 dogs?
No, I didn't.
No, you did not?
I didn't. I just tripped over. I put something in the middle of the room and forgot it was there.
Oh.
Dead body. And tripped
a body.
Over.
And.
So.
Yeah.
God,
it's very dangerous to stop drinking. It was just too
absolutely.
Hard to
it was so one of the original bookers for the improv, wasn't it? The dead body.
No. Yeah.
We all hold grudges. My, I do.
Oh, why not?
Right.
How can you not hold a grudge?
I said this was going to be an off-the-hook happy art because I said Elaine Boozler and I, we got in a bar fight once. She threw me in a jukebox. We shot a guy in Reno to watch him die. Yep. We've had a good history.
And always with perfect lipstick. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the doctor said, well, let it heal. I think it's a clean break. It'll just heal perfectly. So he puts the cast on. It didn't heal perfectly. It healed.
Oh, it's a very dirty break.
Oh, my God. You're like,
I
that.
Thought
What's
it was a clean break, but it's dirty.
He has a hand.
Oh, schmutz all over the break.
It healed crooked and not working like Congress.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this no extra charge because it's Elaine Boozler.
Do we want any? I mean, do we want jokes?
Yes.
I don't care.
But it is true. It did heal crooked and not working like Congress.
Oh,
so
no.
Then he had to break it. He put a big plate in it.
Oh, he had to break it again?
He broke it again.
He's like, this is going to hurt more than all. Oh, okay.
But he put an actual dinner plate in there. That
I
was
have
the problem.
A Swiss Army wrist right now. I
He's like, no, I'm sorry. I was kidding. It was not going to hurt me more than you.
A corkscrew, a nail file, a toothpick.
I said, why should I pay you to break my cocoa. Wrist again? I can break my wrist again. Just tell me what time I need to be here. I'm paying you $5,000.
Let me at least get plowed.
Please, I've proven I can do this job. I'll break my wrist again. And I'll come in. I've got to save a few thousand. So anyway, I have a plate, four screws, a corkscrew, a bottle opener.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Holy shit.
I have a Swiss Army a wrist.
Wow.
So I have to go for follow-up today. What happens? My car just about overheats, so I pull over, and this cop's going by and he says, I'll call in for you. I said, great. He never called in. It was only 90 degrees.
Fucking pigs.
Spot.
Well, I'm sorry. At least I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
That was an old memory. I'm so
sorry.
That was from my cell phone ticket, and I'm so sorry.
cell phone ticket. Were you texting or just talking?
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Before I had Bluetooth.
I was rear-ended by some guy who was probably texting.
Attica. I was not texting. I was just talking on the phone.
You're rear-ended by some guy who was probably Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. Bye.
Hey.
Hello. No, I don't think he's a top. I get the feeling he's not.
I'd rack balls until the sun came up.
Definitely a commencement address.
Chris, how dare you? Just because I pointed
Lawrence,
at you like that.
I believe. Yeah. So then I finally got home.
I think he's a barbarian.
Balls until the sun came up.
I think he's a barbarian who needs to be disciplined.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's the in-the-closet gay of this Republican campaign cycle. Remember Marcus Bachmann?
You always need one.
Speaking of jazz hands and spirit fingers.
We have to understand barbarians need to be educated. They need to be disciplined.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Make up your
mother,
mind.
Why did you do this to me?
Educated or disciplined?
Disciplined.
We need to know. Well, so here's what happened. The tow truck comes and I didn't have my stuff. I just flew. So I left my license in my airline bag. So he said, pick your ID. And I had nothing.
AAA card.
You're but like, don't you fucking know who I am?
Well,
I'm Elaine Boozler.
I did a concert with the Huntington Philharmonic Sunday with the piece I wrote.
Right.
And I had the program in the floor of the back seat.
Oh, that's nice.
So I showed him. And he said, All right. Luckily, I had a program with me.
All right. You get a celebrity pass.
There you go.
Little comedians, let this be a lesson to you, whoever's listening. Always travel with a program.
Right.
Always travel with press.
Auntie Elaine.
Right. Exactly.
Travel with your press clippings.
Don't you know who I am? Oh, there you are. Okay.
I did try. Did you see the Tonight Show week before last? No. Oh, damn. Okay.
Damn.
What now?
You did the Tonight Show week before last.
Yeah, week hooray. Last.
That's awesome.
Hooray. Let's just say hooray for Jimmy Fallon, who thinks women are funny and likes all kinds of comedy.
Wow. Unlike Jimmy Kimmel. No, I don't know.
Unlike the people we had to wait 15 years to get out of the way so we could have our lives back on TV.
Well, you were one of the comedy legends. I've told the story before. I've told the story this week of the geek out at the Ice House. First time I met Elaine Boozler.
Yep.
After her son, Elaine.
No way.
You know where you come on, your teeth get farther and farther out. Elaine, I want to be you someday.
Well, I'm glad you aimed higher and achieved it. That's all you need.
No, I did not. I could not be any lower. I'm in my basement. However.
Well, but there is always a sub-basement.
There's
a crawl space.
That's up. That's up.
That's true. Who
I just look up.
There?
I go, hey, guys, is that the bottom? Could you give me a hand? At the bottom.
I quoted you to someone today because you are also a noted, dog rescue.
Yep.
Well, all rescue.
Champion.
Really. It's every animal. Tales
is
of
it?
Joy is every animal in nationwide.
Tales of Joy. She's been doing
the
Lord's
movie
work.
That they don't. They use all those dinosaurs in the movie, and then they have nowhere to go after.
That's right.
Do you rescue velociraptors? Really?
Yeah, we have.
So
to
Andrea Tentaros has a home with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Okay, good. Some true screechy Fox News pundits have a place to go. So
yeah, it's all animals. It's nationwide. And, but I do love dogs so much that people think I only rescue dogs. But it's not true.
Oh, anyway, I was quoting you to somebody about we were talking about people, you know, them doing like taste tests for dogs, and you know, does your dog like the flavor? She's like, I don't know. I'll ask him. He's in the backyard eating his own shit.
Yeah, well,
that's famous Elaine Boozer.
He's in the backyard eating duty. Hey, you want a cookie? Tastes like duty. No, no, thanks. And then I took him to the vet, and they said he's in the backyard eating duty all day. And the vet said, must be something lacking in his diet. I said, you're good. I'll feed him duty in the house.
I'm on a duty-free diet.
This is why I saved the story.
I'm duty intolerant.
This is why I saved this story for you, Elaine Blizzard. I know you will find it disturbing on many levels. Okay. A Florida woman
from...
doesn't
look crazy. Florida, of course.
She look a little... A Florida woman has been charged, Elaine Boozler, with engaging in sexual activity with her pit bull.
Oh, that
sounds dangerous.
According
to cops who found photos of the canine encounter stored on her suspect's cell phone. Doesn't she just say, I fuck pit bulls?
She took selfies with the pit bull?
Oh, no, there's details. Oh, there's details. In a folder entitled Two-Face Fun.
Oh.
Investigators
Melissa
found...
Melissa McCarthy's going to play her in the movie.
No. Yeah. 17 photos of a canine performing oral sex on an unknown...
What? A pit bull performing oral sex? That sounds like a really bad idea.
Miller says that the female dog, which he has owned since 2006, has licked her vagina approximately 30 to 40 times.
Wow.
Did she put peanut butter down there to...
There is no word on that.
Because that happened to you in a promo for your late night show.
That was inadvertent. She's added that a prior dog named Scarface also licked her on a similar number of
occasions. Yeah, she needs to start bathing.
Yeah.
I don't have jokes for animal.
I know.
Because it's so awful.
I don't.
They have legal brothels for animals.
Right.
Oh, really?
Like no way. Oh. Really?
Yeah, and it's just so horrific for the animals. So I don't. It's like I can't even go there. You know? It's like so awful.
Sorry. I thought that might be on the line for you. But
there's humor in everything, and I'm sure there is, but it just makes me so sad.
Yes.
That's one thing that drives me nuts. People being cruel to animals. I just, you know. Makes me just go berserk.
Jim.
Sorry. Billy Jack.
Are you okay?
Was that a Billy Jack?
That was a Billy Jack. You know what? Let's just segue to normal, freaky human sex.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Because we can really, because it's usually consensual.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless it's not, and then it isn't.
Right. Arkansas cops are seeking the public's assistance in identifying a pantsless man who was spotted Thursday afternoon masturbating next to a truck outside, of course, the Come and Go convenience store.
No.
The Come and Go.
Yes. No. Yes. Yes. Yes.
What did they expect?
Yes. The Come and Go.
Did he come first and then go?
And then you go.
Well, it's I mean, if they didn't want that, they shouldn't have named it.
Right. Says it on the fucking sign.
They should have said, wait till you get home convenience store. But they didn't.
No, they did not.
No.
No, they did not. Thank you, Elaine.
Welcome to
you
take off your pants.
You should be his defense attorney.
I should.
What
and
did
I should
the sign say?
I want to name all the stores anyway. They have the silliest names.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yes.
Which ones would you like to rename?
All of them, really. There's, you know, I'm so tired of Cut and Curl, Cut and Blow. Did you see Blown on... there's a blowout bar on Cannon Drive, and it says blown on Cannon.
Yeah,
and
wow.
I went, fucked on Rodeo. Have you seen the prices? Gosh.
Come
on, name your store, everybody.
Would you like the details? Sure we would. Witnesses reported seeing a white male, of course, standing next to a Ford Ranger truck.
Ford Ranger. Well, that explains
it. Okay. Caller stated that the male did not have any pants on and appeared to be masturbating. One witness snapped a photo of the man who realized he was being watched and quickly left the area. It is unclear whether the man completed the act before departing. So there's no word on whether he actually did come and go.
He might have just gone.
He probably went before he came.
What? What now? Now...
Elaine Boozler. Not the linger and postpone convenience store. That's the wrong convenience store. However,
it's not the Blue Balls convenience store.
No, that's right. And if you're going to call yourself a convenience store, I think you have to be open to these things.
Yes.
Because that is convenient.
Yes.
What's more convenient than just taking care of business?
Boy, howdy.
Sure.
So it's convenient.
There you go.
You know, the convenience stores really aren't what they, you know, they should be convenience.
Right.
Know?
Yes.
I should be able to go in, lay down, take a nap.
And it's not really convenient.
It's like a cheap butcher. Just try to beat our meat.
Right. Yes, it's thank you, Jim. It's not it's not convenient to have to pay that much for a carton of milk, is it? It's not convenient at all.
Well, at 4 in the morning you pay anything for a carton of milk.
This is true.
You know how we need our milk. We have to have our milk at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and I'm lactose intolerant. I saw
There are certain times of the evening where you'd pay anything for a bag of Doritos.
Right.
Anything.
Wait a minute. What's your joke? Oh my God, I'm having old Elaine Boozler routines. Come
oh,
back
eating
in, my head.
In the middle
body
of the night.
Body by Häagen-Dazs. Yeah, what's that joke? Come
the
on.
The whole thing was eat. People who eat in the car are safer than no. Okay, people who okay. so old. I don't have so much new stuff.
I don't care. It's new to me.
People who drive in the car are so much safer when they're drunk driving than when they're eating in the car, because if you're drunk, you're trying to drive.
Right.
Right.
But when I'm eating, I'm reaching behind me, you know, trying to get everything. Yeah. Oh, where's the last cookie? There, that's it. No more M&Ms. Why didn't I know that was it? I would have sucked that last one.
Wow.
And so it's so great because I'm in 7-Eleven.
That's what Lindsey Graham said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many people have said it. Yes. But I'm in 7-Eleven, and it was after one of my specials was out, and it was about going to 7-Eleven, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You're naked at home. You put on a long coat, a pair of underwear, a pair of shoes, get in the car.
Right.
Everybody there is dressed the same way.
Yep.
It's women and killers. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's the bit, right? So I'm
women who will be killed by the killers are also
of
there.
Course,
right.
After
yes.
they get their cookies. So right. I'm standing in line, huge guy in front of me, and it is 4 in the morning, and
right.
I'm dressed exactly as I said. And I'm thinking, this is the biggest guy ever. And he keeps looking around, and I go, oh, well, I'll just hang here for a while. And finally, he turns around, and he leans down. He goes, women and killers, 4 a.m.
Oh.
Oh.
Isn't that the sweetest? It was
wow.
so
beautiful. Fan.
Yeah, it was just great.
Aww.
That's how you
know. And it so could be close to the line of creepy, and yet not.
But it wasn't, because he remembered the bit, and he got it right. So
right.
Reporters
wow,
never
great.
Get your bits right. This guy was good.
He watched your special.
But what was the joke with the body by Häagen-Dazs? What was that?
I think it's
something by whatever.
But now everyone says it. But I think when I said it in 1973, I don't know if anyone said it before, which was when you rub it directly on your thighs and skip the middleman. But now it's just part of the lexicon.
Right.
Yeah.
Faced by something, body by. Okay. All right. I can't. We're both so old. We can't remember your routine from 1973.
I can't remember.
What the fuck, Elaine Boozler. Elaine Boozler, this is Inside the Comedian Studio. Tell us, what is your favorite swear word?
What kind of tree would you be if you were a tree?
A boxer.
What's your what's your favorite swear word?
My favorite swear word.
A boxer.
Well, you know what? When I was very good friends with Andy Kaufman for years, and we lived together, and we were in love, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Who knew that?
You dated Andy Kaufman?
Not,
I'm an asshole.
No, because the movie was so wrong.
So
that
he's not really dead,
know.
Is he?
No, of course not.
Just tell us the truth. Okay. Oh,
so Man on the Moon was
a piece of garbage.
Okay.
Okay. Not Jim Carrey notwithstanding,
right.
The script was a piece of garbage.
Okay.
Totally fake and ridiculous and awful. And he was just so much better. I if you think you're an Andy Kaufman fan, skip all the crap that's written about him by people who never met him and just want to make money, and go to his original stuff and play it, and then you'll see how great he was.
Okay.
Wow.
So when he had this innocent thing, and he never cursed. But the funniest thing, he said the worst thing you could call someone when you're driven to the point of hysteria,
right.
He would finally let go, and he'd be Andy, and he'd go, you stupid idiot. And that was it. And so now when I'm like right apoplectic, I just say, you stupid idiot. Because you think when you're little, that really is the worst thing you know to say.
Right, yeah. Right.
So that is my favorite curse.
What? How long were you together? I did not.
We lived together for 2.5 years in the Village in New York in 73, 74, 75. I have a really beautiful article up on ElaineBoozler.com that I wrote after he died for Esquire.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not give any way his secrets away, but it let you see how wonderful he was.
Wow.
So it was great. Yeah. It was
wow.
Really
what was
nice.
He like?
He's the most fun in the world.
But everybody goes like, oh my God, like what's performance art and what's really, what was the real Andy like?
He was the smartest, most fun, kindest, gentlest person and a genius.
Yeah.
And it's just.
You saw flashes of that.
Every minute you were with him, you were just having the most fun of your life. I mean, you just can't, you know, even though we weren't living together after 76, we still stayed friends till the last minute of his life.
Mm.
You know, I was standing there. So, you know, he's just like the best.
Wow.
And I just reconnected. Did
he fake his death to get out of the relationship? Is that was, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
because
not,
that was his thing.
Oh, what? He's the first? The only unoriginal thing he ever did was to follow what 55 men have done before him. Fake their death to get away from
I should have faked my death to get away from my first wife. Damn it.
Oh, shit. Why didn't I think of that?
Oh.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people don't. I think we all know, like, Carol Leifer dated Jerry Seinfeld, but I didn't know a lot of
these people.
Were there a lot of other famous, like, comedian couples that you knew at the time? Or,
Well, I don't know. I don't. Well, Stiller and Mira. Costello. Abbott and Costello. Stiller and Mira were married for a million years. So,
because everybody says, oh, two actors together, oh, two comedians.
Well, I would never date a comedian. I mean, my husband and I can fight because I take his side every time. Aww. I just go, oh, my God, you're right. Run, save yourself, get out.
how long have you been married?
Well, on and off.
Oh, hi. Well.
I'll just say legally since 2007. Mm-hmm. We did have a wedding in 1994, but it really didn't take. So
So. You were so cute. The first time you walked in my house, you're like, oh my God, you live at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I think I got married here. Which was very nice.
Well, it is an amazing place. It's so
I'm very
fabulous. You just live in a national park and nobody knows you're here.
No.
They
I'm
don't
hiding.
Know.
I'm
the
hiding.
Rangers just go, she's still in the park. Yeah. They don't know you live
I'm
here.
A squatter. I don't leave.
You are a squatter.
I do not
in a
leave.
National park.
So
like
now,
a
wait.
Castle.
So you live back and forth. Where's your husband? You live back and forth between New York and L.A.?
Yeah, and he goes where he goes.
He goes, oh.
Yeah. So like in New York, we had a great couple of weeks the last time because of the Tonight Show and then doing some shows there. There's a great show called Celebrity Autobiography. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. You would fall down and die laughing. You guys have to see the show. It comes and goes in L.A. It's all of the books written by celebrities and other celebrities read passages.
Oh, that's great.
Without any comment, without any embellishment, they stand on their own. I saw Richard Kind, who's one of the funniest men on earth.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He read Vanna White. And I saw Carol Kane read Hedy Lamarr and Kristen Wiig and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, wow.
And
oh my God.
I'm Sherry Shepherd. We did like a foursome of Elizabeth. It's brilliant, the mashups, because I was Elizabeth Taylor. Brooke Shields was Debbie Reynolds.
Right.
And then we had Richard Burton and Eddie Fisher. And we read the parts of
Richard
their books.
Richard Burton.
Yes. We read the parts of their books, which were telling the exact same thing. And they were so
That's amazing.
Different.
Fascinating.
And it was so great. And then Brooke Shields read Lonnie Anderson, and someone read Burt Reynolds. And they're same book, you know, different books, same thing. And Lonnie saying, when we first made love, he treated me like a piece of glass, as if I would break if he touched me. And then he goes, so after we finished fucking like animals. it's hilarious. And they're real books. And celebrities just love to drop in.
Did you know that Richard Burton and Tom Jones lived like a mile away from each other in Wales?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they came here separately? They didn't carpool?
Yeah. I heard a carpool across the Atlantic.
Yeah. They didn't boat pool?
What a waste.
They didn't tugboat pool?
So, Elaine,
so the show's great.
You are from New York originally. I don't know why I'm doing this, just to be annoying.
You're doing Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yes, yeah.
Inside
James
the
Lipton.
Comedian Studio.
Or tree, this is the church and this is the steeple.
If you were a tea bag, would you be a Lipton or a...
A boxer.
Don't you get it? It's the answer to every fucking question.
Yes.
In the clearing stands a boxer.
You are from New York?
By his name.
I am from New York. And you know, I don't... Do you know anything about my childhood?
I do not.
No.
And that's why I was thinking it would be fascinating for the Happy Hour podcast.
You'll never know. I never... That's how bad it was. You know how everyone says it was so bad and then they tell you about it's not so bad?
Right.
Nobody knows.
Were you born
a
black child like Rachel DeLozzo?
I was born a small black man.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
And it took a lot of work.
Yes. What you talking about, Willis?
Yes. Yes.
It took a lot of work. But you know, people complain. And so here's my book, which is coming out. And it's called
And then you were also a male decathlon athlete, weren't you?
Yeah, but
and
then I got busted athlete. For doping.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I tried everything. What can you do? Mm-hmm. But my book, which is called Big Fun, and it's just all the great stories of starting out.
Right.
Is that when someone shills something?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh by God. The way, did you know that I have the number one political humor book in the country, Sexy Liberal? Right
I
now?
Did know that.
Yes,
wow. Sexy Liberal, number one political humor book in the country.
Thank
by
you.
Stephanie.
Oh,
Miller.
Why, thank you.
I know.
Thank
amazing.
You, Elaine.
And you can buy these to rescue animals on our website, talesofjoy.net.
Chapter one, what Barry
also,
meant to
she
say.
She gave us all these.
I did.
She gave all of us
yes,
these talesofjoy.net.
So now you really have to
jewelry.
Buy them because I'm at a loss now.
Oh, yes.
So the book says chapter one,
yes.
Childhood. It was bad. Chapter two, 1973.
Wow.
That's it. That's how it starts.
Okay. Wow.
Everybody had a bad time. I mean, you don't need to read about me. I just want to tell all the funny stories in the book. It's just a totally fun love letter to comedy, the book.
But what's it, siblings? What's the deal? Where? Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay, Coney Island. I was raised by the Taliban. That's all you need to know. I got out at 14 and never looked back. And now, because Manhattan, I mean, all I wanted was to get out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Let me out of Brooklyn. Right. Now Brooklyn's the hippest place.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Sweatshirts and hats in Brooklyn. I go, what are you nuts? And my
there
friends
are kids
go,
named Brooklyn.
There are kids named Brooklyn. Brooklyn
Jesus.
Decker.
Fucking 718.
Every fucking Starbucks. Brooklyn. I go, I'm Bronx. You know. So I would never go back to Brooklyn.
I'm Staten Island.
there you go. There you go. Your parents hyphenated.
Yeah.
So there I am, and all my friends are saying, you know, Manhattan's so expensive. Sell your place. Move to Brooklyn. I say, I'm not going back to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And they say, you could move to Brooklyn.
You know, there's Park Slope and there's Bedford Stuy. They're
you know the best
different.
Way to get to Staten Island? Lindsey Graham. I don't know what I meant by that. What? I don't know what I meant by that. I don't... Okay, Elaine.
So they keep saying, come back to Brooklyn. You should see these condos. I go, listen, I don't care about the condos. I'm not moving to Brooklyn.
Right.
And if they build condos at Auschwitz, I'm not going there either. Oh, look at the flooring in Auschwitz. It's parquet. No, I'm not going to Auschwitz. I'm not going to Brooklyn.
Auschwitz is actually one of the boroughs. It's very well hidden. But
you're the sixth borough.
Yeah.
Where is renounced by the family. I always wanted to have like a big... You could do it here because you live in the park.
Yes.
I wanted to have five burrows. I wanted five donkey heads on a wall. And then when you go into the next room, there's the rest of the donkeys.
Right.
They just put their heads through and name
you
them Brooklyn,
ass.
Bronx, Queens, Staten Island. You bet your ass. Just give them the five burrows names. Have five burrows. You could do it. You have the room.
Yeah, all right.
Actually, they'd be smaller than your dogs. You'd have room.
I don't think there are any actresses named Bronx. I'm pretty sure.
No. Queens. So there's a lot of queens.
There are a lot of queens in showbiz.
Yeah. Now, Elaine, so...
Doll!
So you live in Manhattan part-time and part-time out here.
I actually do. I'm too coastal.
Oh, you are bi-coastal.
Too coastal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. I like both.
Yeah.
I once made the mistake of thinking that a New York cabbie would know his way around Brooklyn. No.
They don't,
might as well have been Pakistan.
You're lucky he took you.
Yeah.
You're lucky he agreed to go. They don't want to go. They just don't go. Yeah. They don't have to go. Wow. They don't go. The hard part of having two places so far away is, you know, you don't never know what clothes you have where.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I was going to a Gypsy Kings concert in New York, and
I
knew which
love
top.
The Gypsy Kings.
Oh, don't you love the Gypsy Kings? So I had this top, which is so tight and sexy when I was thinner, and then the sleeves are long, but they come off when you get really hot.
Okay.
So I said, detachable. Wow, this that's is useful. So great.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's in New York, and I got there, and only the sleeves were there.
Oh, no.
And I went, well, I can really make an inch.
That's
it's a look.
Well, there you go.
Damn. You know, with the Gypsy Kings, you could almost get away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
I say I love to go to Gypsy Kings concerts because everyone has my tush there. You know, there's no skinny little Stephanie Millers at the Gypsy Kings. It's like,
Elaine.
Hey, girl, you're looking good, you know.
Elaine Boozler.
Yes, sir.
How often are you on the road? Because you are still clearly a comedy legend.
I'm working all the
time. Again. Mm-hmm.
I work a lot. I work all the time. But, you know, for the last 15 years, the meanies who ran late night TV, not the ones who ran it, just the ones who sat in the chairs, just, you know, just were horrible people. And so I'm so happy Jimmy Fallon came back and said, oh, man, where you been? Come on. And, you know, someone said to me, do you have another 5 minutes that good? I said, I have 15 years worth.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I have 15 years of 5 minutes.
You pikers.
I can go on 50 times in a row with a new 5 minutes and not skip a night. I'm ready. I am so ready. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you just live in the park? You don't have other estates?
No, I live
estates.
No, I'm in liberal radio. This is pretty much it. My basement. How exciting that you are still comedy legend Elaine Boozler, and
it's me, Bigfoot, and the Loch Ness Monster.
And you're being rediscovered. You're like, let's welcome this new gal to the Tonight Show.
I know, and she still has her teeth.
But funny is funny. It's ageless.
I don't feel, you know, I mean, it's so ridiculous to have to feel old.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I had a break in the shot at the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory every night and the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. Everyone's 20. The shot was fine, you know,
George
and they're
Burns
20.
Did comedy till he dropped.
You know, a comedy never aged out until Comedy Central and then, or as we call it in my house, 18-year-old boy Central and three chicks will blow us. That's pretty much Comedy Central. You know, that's it. But they
made... Do you have
their
numbers?
What?
Just watch Comedy Central.
Jim.
They literally, you know, put an age cap on it. And, you know, when George Burns was 85, he booked... I'm sorry, 95. He booked Caesar's Palace when he was going to be 100. It sold out in a minute. He didn't make it. But, you know, people loved that. The better you are. And who's cleaning up in baseball? The geezers, the 40-year-olds, the 42-year-olds.
And what was, you know, sad about Joan Rivers is she wasn't done. She wasn't done, man.
No.
She was going strong.
That's very sad.
Healthcare in this country. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started. Yeah.
Well, she just didn't check out this place. It was kind of a pop-up doctor, wasn't it? Just kind of like a rave doctor.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was a pop-up joint. They didn't even have a thing, I think, to resuscitate her.
Yeah.
It was very sad. It was so... This really seemed so like for the first time ever her timing was off, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Really, because it didn't seem like that was the time. It was so weird,
and I was just reading her book, like, on the plane. We had her on, like, last time we talked to her for that
Book. Like a month or two before she passed away, yeah.
And I remember in the book I was reading, she goes, you know what we're missing is a couple of really good celebrity funerals, and then Robin Williams, and she died within...
Yeah. Wow.
That's what it said in the, you know, we haven't had any really good... I mean,
But she had a great celebrity funeral.
Oh, she did. When Howard Stern's opens your eulogy by saying Joan Rivers had a dry pussy, that's where do you go from there? She would have loved it.
I guess you go eat. I mean, where are you gonna go?
Where are you gonna go?
Pass the Rugalach. They're dry. It's a theme. It's okay. It's a theme. Rugalach is dry.
Yes,
so
it is.
I understand.
And moon cookies. That's what you want if you're having a dry theme.
I understand.
Moonkuchen.
Can't believe my cousin actually calls. She's so Jewish in the funniest way. She says, "Do you still have the flu?" "Yes, I do." "Chicken soup." I said, "I am a vegetarian." "Then chicken broth."
She doesn't know. Yeah, she doesn't know. What's that made from?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, there's no meat in it.
Right. I didn't know you are a vegetarian. You are that much of an animal lover.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and I just want people to notice that you don't have to become like a freak, or you can be a regular person. You can be fat and be a vegetarian. It doesn't have to change. Okay, so there you go.
You are beautiful.
Yes,
I know. And I am filled with pizza to the brim.
Oh my God! I ordered pizza and I ordered vegetarian pizza for after this. And regular pizza and margarita pizza. I'm very excited.
Oh, I'm very excited. Can we talk faster? Let's talk faster.
You know, I saved some stories for you.
What's your tequila and pizza mix? Oh, not that kind of thing. Right.
Oh, no. Just because you are Elaine Boozler, a man robs bank using sex toy disguised as a bomb.
Disguised as a bomb?
This is the dumb fucking country we're in now that might elect fucking Donald Trump. A Pennsylvania man accused of using a bomb to rob a bank says his weapon of choice was actually just a vibrator wrapped in duct tape.
Wow.
Okay.
So what did he say? Give me the money or I'll insert.
I will shove this up my ass. I swear to God.
Give me the money or I'll set it on high.
Give me the money or I'll replace the batteries. You know, it's easier to get a gun than duct tape in this city. Just get a gun and rob the bank. Yes. That's insane.
Well, I know this is not the stuff of comedy, Woody but this week was
I have a gub.
Terrible.
I have a gub. That's right. But this is a bad week. Bad Charleston, you know, South Carolina. Like, here we are again.
Yeah. And you know that the NRA cares for nothing but money. The rights thing is BS. Right. So let me just say this. If they really want to raise some money, they should start selling flowers, candles, and teddy bears.
Yeah.
That's what the NRA should sell along with its guns.
Should understand what the Second Amendment is, and they don't, or they pretend not to anyway.
They're a money-making organization. Well,
exactly.
The Second Amendment was specifically for having a well-regulated militia because we didn't have a standing army at the time.
Right.
It wasn't for some yahoo with a tiny penis to go shoot up people for no good reason.
That's right. Doesn't he look like all the other motherfuckers with that little tiny white guy douche bowl haircut?
What the
little
hell?
Racist asshole.
He should have shot his barber. Yeah, with that stupid fucking haircut.
But I mean, honestly, but you know that this is, we were talking Chris and I this morning. Mm-hmm. Of course, on cue, Fox News this morning said, "Oh, I don't think this is racist. I think it's probably just more about the war against Christians."
What?
Yeah, said, "I'm here to fucking shoot black people."
Yeah. Lindsey Graham said that too on The View this morning. Yeah.
Oh, it's the war against Christians.
That's their talking point.
Especially macho Christians like me.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's their talking point.
And on cue, they're like, what's his name? Brian Fisher. Oh, people should be armed in church.
Yeah.
There have been more guns.
They should be armed in church.
There have been more guns.
Yeah. But who would Jesus shoot?
Yeah. Who would Jesus
fucking
shoot?
Fucking idiots.
Right.
And, you know, instead of flying the Confederate flag, why not fly the fucking swastika, you fucking assholes?
God damn, Jim is on fire! God, Jim can... I like when he lets loose.
Well, you have to... Angriff auf deutschen Boden! Nicht vergolten werden!
Here comes the German.
Isn't his guy's last name
I have
like
to Ralph? Say, can I just say that's a button for me.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
The mustache.
Jesus,
the
mustache. Stop it!
I'm kidding. I wasn't even there. Hitler. I was late as usual. I missed the whole thing. But as far as, you know, the shooting, people say, well, you know, it's mental illness. No, it's not. We had just as many, if not more, because there was much less help available. Right. Mentally ill people in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Uh-huh. And we never had mass shootings and school shootings because you couldn't get a gun then until they bought Congress.
I said this, Elaine. Hello? When I was growing up adoring Elaine Boozler, I wouldn't have the first fucking idea where to get a gun.
Where do you get a gun? Now it comes, you fill up over 8 gallons and light it. They throw it in your back seat.
Exactly.
This kid got a gun. His parents gave him a gun for his 21st birthday. It's like, oh, here, unbalanced little white douchebag, racist fucking skinhead. Here's a
gun. Well, no wonder he was a mean guy. He had so many names, he could never, like, sign in anywhere.
Yeah. But this is...
That put him on edge.
This is... Seriously. All the wrong people get shot in the head. This is how, you know, and the president, of course, talking about, like, does not happen in other developed countries. Like,
And once again, money rules. Exactly. Because all of our Congress is bought by the NRA.
Absolutely.
And when someone has the balls to stand up and fight the NRA and run an election, the NRA puts tens of millions of dollars in to defeat that candidate. And if people don't really make a decision and come out and say, we want this to end, Japan, you know how many kids die of guns every year? None.
Zero.
And they're more crowded and crazy than we are.
Yeah. I know.
And sushi, there's like $1 million for dinner, and they don't shoot anybody.
No, exactly. And I, you know, listen, a couple of times at Matsuisha, I'm like, really? What the fuck? Really?
It's that they're right there, the guns. Just pick it off a tree and go kill somebody. And mental illness has, yes, it has something to do with it, but that's not why. We always had mental illness, and there's more help now. It's because you can turn around and get a gun, and that's
like
the end.
In the blink of an eye. I mean, you know, I know people working like for veterans. I mean, do you know how many suicides there are among veterans? More than in combat.
Yeah.
And and there was a news story about like women in combat, and it's because they can get, but they can't say that because a lot of you know, military conservative, you can't like say, like the number one reason is they have access to guns.
Yes.
You can in an instant make a decision to, you know,
whereas if you couldn't, that next minute you get to think about it again and you turn around. It does happen. You know, it happens every time. They showed the pictures of the people who were killed in that church, and they were the lovely, you just look at the most beautiful citizens.
The youngest was in his early 20s, the oldest was 89,
and these gorgeous people in the middle of their lives doing good. And why should it be? Why should it be? People never get mad.
This little shithead claimed to be a Christian, you know.
And he sat there for an hour with them.
Praying with them.
They were getting,
before he killed them.
They got to know him. He got to know them.
And he shot them anyway.
He pulled out a gun and shot nine of them.
Little Nazi shithead motherfucker. Set him on fire.
And it's weird when Steve Ducey misses a nuance, but when he said, I don't think this is racist. Literally, the news comes out a minute later, I'm here to shoot black people. You know, you rape our women.
Well, not in a racist way.
You take over our country. You've got to go.
You rape our women. Yeah, you've got to go. No, you've got to go immediately. No, actually, slowly. Slowly and painfully.
Oh, Jim. All right.
I think he's speaking for a lot of people.
You're absolutely right.
I really do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was watching him put him on the plane. I'm like, that little motherfucker.
I hope it
you
crashes.
You little motherfucker.
Yeah, if he has a toothache, they'll take him to the dentist. If he's hungry, they'll give him
food.
Is it
safe?
If he's cold, they'll give him a blanket.
Is it safe?
Yeah,
it's completely safe.
Well, he won't last long in prison. Well,
is it wrong to wish that, what was that pilot in the Alps?
He'll be very, very popular in prison for a short while.
No.
Oh, God. Okay, well, this is why I was doing the gun crazy.
So is the
America
after
story.
Show comedy?
Yeah, this is.
Well, well, we talked about just driven nine people to kill themselves.
It's been a hard week.
Yeah.
No.
A man in Colorado Springs told investigators he purposely shot himself in the foot because he was curious how it would feel.
Wow. That's a lot of cocaine.
He really could have just gone on a talk show.
That's
a lot of cocaine. If you can't feel a bullet
know how it
going
feels.
Through your foot.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Who's your dealer?
Did he said it felt like a bullet going through his foot?
Yes.
He found out?
A lot of us have shot ourselves in the foot. You know.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Go on a talk show.
But he said he was in the garage. He decided to take off his boot and shoot his foot.
Take off his butt?
Boot. Then he put the boot back on and took another shot.
So he shot himself twice in the foot?
Yes, twice.
Wow.
So after the first time...
Not figuratively, literally shot himself in the foot.
Shoot me once, shame on me.
Right, shoot me twice.
He did it to find out what it felt like. Wouldn't he have found out after the first shot?
No, he was when not done. Show? He was when not sure. Study, not done with the study.
And then he wrapped a vibrator up in duct tape and went and robbed a bank.
He just fucking shot himself.
Limping. Limping there, of course.
Did you? That was our favorite video. Remember the guy at the shooting range? He was like, yes. Because he was so declarative. He was just like, I just fucking shot myself.
Because he was taking his gun out of his holster.
Right. He's like, I just fucking shot myself.
Yeah.
Well, yes, he was letting himself know.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it's good to say. It was a very short declarative statement that this is what I've done.
You know, it just occurs to me, if, you know, Bruce Jenner wanted to become Caitlyn, he could have just done what a lot of these idiots do and shoved a pistol down the front of his pants.
All right, Jim Louise Ward, come on now. Caitlyn is beautiful.
He's not
too soon.
I wanted to marry Bruce Jenner. I had his
everyone had a question.
I had his picture
Jenner.
In my locker.
Yeah,
at DeSales Catholic High School in 1978.
I'm 79. Not sure if it's going to help the sales of Wheaties. People might be nervous, right? But
I could steal my dream. Could still come true. I could still marry Bruce. I can marry Caitlyn now.
That's right. You can marry Caitlyn.
It would be interesting if they put Caitlyn on the cover of Wheaties
why
now.
Not?
But he still
Wheaties,
has his
just to like complete the circle.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's just saying fulfill your dreams.
But he's still holding on to the you know. He's,
well, can I bring up a fight?
Sure,
situation? There was we have a Tales of Joy page on Facebook. Thank you.
Yes.
And we sell all these beautiful things.
Beautiful.
100% to animals.
Like it right now, Tales of Joy on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, .net. On Facebook.
Okay.
So someone posted a picture of a beautiful black lab yesterday, and then underneath it said, Caitlyn Jenner's cat.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I thought
it's
it was funny.
Yes.
The fight, it's like up to 100 comments of people leaving the page forever, totally insulted. People kill themselves when they're transgender. 41% kill themselves. And I said, you know, I don't feel like I'm laughing at Caitlyn Jenner because this was a funny cartoon.
Right.
And I feel like the dog looks happy. I took it as the dog also, you know, the cat found out her real self.
Right.
So that's the perfect pet for Caitlyn Jenner. The cat found her true self. Why is that offensive to anyone?
Right.
And she said, well, you're just laughing at Caitlyn Jenner. I said, I'm not laughing at anyone.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld might be right. People are a little too politically correct these days.
They are too politically correct.
These people.
Do you remember... Remember in the 70s, the women's movement, you know, was accused of having no sense of humor. That did more to turn men against us than any other thing because they were so serious. And I was a comedian in the 70s, a woman alone out there.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And believe me, if I didn't have a sense of humor about everything that came flying at me, I would have been dead and buried.
Right.
You got to go with it and throw it back.
Yeah.
And still, I don't think this was offensive. I mean, maybe people do. Tell me why it's offensive. I didn't think it was offensive.
Well, I mean, Caitlyn said, like, I have trouble with the pronouns sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
but it was
like the pronoun police.
Yeah, but it was like the dog is Caitlyn Jenner's cat.
Right.
The dog found his true self also.
Right. It's the spirit in which the joke is told.
Right.
It's not necessarily the words themselves.
Right.
I just thought it was so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a good pet.
Well, I mean, and then the Rachel Dezoidals.
Oh, yeah, well, you saw the other cartoon?
The white spray tan
Labrador.
Lives Matter.
Oh, no, it was a white lab, and it said chocolate lab for sale. Call Rachel Dolezal.
Hi.
Chocolate lab for sale.
That's a little bit of a weird story with a lot of kind of other icky layers.
So bizarre.
Sexual molestation. And
I didn't hear that part. I let an hour go by without looking at something.
Oh, well, you can't miss
the
news now, Elaine.
I heard bisexual and black and white.
Oh, she said she was bisexual today, Jim.
Who knows?
Rachel Dolezal.
She's basically yin and yang. Everything is two of everything. She's the arc. She is the human arc.
Wow.
Just
black,
take two
white,
of
men,
everything.
Women, who knows?
What? Now you talk about
dogs,
funerals,
cats.
They're just going to serve black and white cookies at hers.
Elaine Boozler for the win. Elaine Boozler for the win. Don't try to top her.
Do not.
Do not. Or bug of luck if she's dry. I don't know.
Do not try this
at
home.
All right, Alex.
She's a professional.
A professional. Do not try this at home.
Oh, you want to hear a professional joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
my
please.
Father and mother, this is actually true.
Should we write you a check?
No. It's just a true story that I sometimes tell in my acts.
Okay.
To be honest,
right.
But it's short. They're fighting. They always fight. They do nothing but fight. And they live Brooklyn half the time, Florida half the time.
All
so
right.
When they leave Florida, they go to Brooklyn. They pay a guy $25 a month, flush the toilets. Honestly. Okay, that's what they do. So I come in. She's screaming at him. I don't understand it. Why do we have to pay a man $25 to flush the toilets in Florida when we were in Brooklyn? My sister lives in Florida. She could walk over and flush the toilets. Why do we have to pay this man $25 to flush the toilet? And my father says, because he's a professional. professional.
That's oh, that's great.
That is spectacular.
Oh, fantastic.
That's the fight.
That's fantastic.
That's the fight.
Yes. Well, that's the marriage. Okay. Now, and we're on the verge of marriage equality, I think, in this country,
I think,
aren't
so,
we?
Too.
Well, it's happened very quickly. It's, I mean,
it, well, it's not here yet, but
no, but I mean, it's just amazing how quickly this thing has evolved.
What I love,
people who the level of acceptance of it. It's like, oh, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
and the world hasn't collapsed.
Yeah, yeah. Jim, and Jim speaks as someone who's hit on many, many of my girlfriends.
This is true, and he's, continues to.
Well, I always love when the other side says,
"Well, not hit on so much as fondle." But
oh, right. Well, that it's is different. A difference, yeah. Officer.
Slippery slope, literally.
So don't you love when conservatives say, gay marriage, what's next? People are going to want to marry their dogs. And I'm home going, oh, please, oh, please.
Oh, please.
Hey, nothing sexual. I just want to marry all
my
dogs.
That much of an animal lover. Wow.
I love them
so
much. You can
give a dog an orgasm just by saying walk. Which, park. Park.
Park.
Park. Park.
It would be a non-sexual marriage. Ball? Like most marriages.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I just want to
Who's more excited to see you and more
no
like...
No one in the world. If a man or woman greeted you like that when you came in, you'd marry him.
Yeah.
But they never do, so you don't.
Mike. Okay, can I... Because only I feel like I can share this with you.
Uh-oh.
Because, well, it's already weird because Max and Fred are on camera, and so everyone's been exposed to my dog voice.
What are you going...
Handsome and romantic males.
What are you going to
most
blurt out?
Most handsome romantic males in the world.
Well, you know, we have a dog voice. Okay, but here's the conversation I have with Max almost every day.
You are the most handsome romantic males in the world. You are the best dog in the history of dogs and in the history of history. Back up.
Oh, I love it. Oh, what
yeah, every day.
Good
no, every day.
Voice. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then there's also a different Fred. Fred! Fred, this is Mama's most perfect boy. From the second I met you, most perfect boy in the history of boys. It's different. I have a different monologue for
each
one.
That is great. Do you have songs for them?
For me, I think the most uncomfortable, disturbing thing you've said was when you talked about your nudist parents and that, you know, you're...
Right.
Your
my parents
dad
were,
had a gigantic penis.
Well, so that, you listen, know,
like,
Jim.
It sounded like you wanted to.
You can
suck
read
your
more
dad
about that in Sexy Liberty.
Yeah. I did not. Oh my God! I will kill you. I will stab
you.
You
said he was hung like a stallion. He,
Vice presidential candidate Bill Miller has
Stop
a huge
it.
Penis.
Okay, my point is, Elaine. Some families are more comfortable with nudity. We didn't walk around nude all the time. But my parents were okay if we wanted to come in and talk to them when they were in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or if he was shaving.
Lyndon
that's
Johnson.
A weird thing for a daughter to say about his
well,
dad.
Well, I just
her
said.
Dad.
I just was commenting.
She was a very observant child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't.
And when you were bathing your nephew, I'm sure you didn't do anything.
I did not. Just because my nephew's hot and he's only 8 years younger than me. I did not.
Oh,
sure you do.
Elaine, this
Bill
is
comes in the house
weird.
With these bars, these energy bars, and the brand is Two Hot Moms. And I said, what's their other energy bars called? Watch Your Parents Fuck? I mean,
yes.
Who wants Two Hot Moms?
Right.
No, there's, stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Wow.
Who focus grouped that name?
Yeah, not really.
No, they did not. Nobody did.
Wow.
No.
Elaine Boozer, I did not know about you that you were not just a dog person. Because apparently
everything.
There's a new study saying cat videos can be good for your health.
Read that.
Yes.
I did read that.
Definitely.
These are both cat men.
I have two cats. They're both rescues.
I'm not a cat person.
Cat man.
Man, we have bracelets that say cat dude. And they're tie on black.
I'll order one.
Would that be at talesofjoy.net?
Yes, it would. Okay. But they're not on the site. I have to send them to you.
Oh,
sold
okay.
out, and there's only a couple left, so I took them down. I'll send them to you.
Oh, okay.
Cat
thank you.
Dude, and it's a really nice looking like.
A new study says viewing cat videos, they did a study on how it affects your mood. 36% of participants said they are a cat person. 60% said they like both cats and dogs, like you.
That's me.
And everything. Bunnies, rats. We do rat rescue. Rats are fabulous. Little white rat on your shoulder.
Okay,
they know their names.
Anything.
They're so great. We do a rat rescue, bunny rescue.
Oh.
Wildlife, sea life, everything. Advocate for elephants.
Yeah. I do a tofu rescue because... We tofu.
Do you find
so
homes
much.
For them? Are you like,
tofu
go?
Rescue?
Are you like, go, Willard, be free?
Yeah, of course.
Be free.
Of course.
Aw.
Just like that.
Go,
just
ben.
Like you're doing.
Right.
Especially with the elephants, just like this off our hand.
Well, you know, they're like some tree rats that some of them adapt to cats. So they'll come into the house like they're kittens. And sometimes so cats nice. Raise these. Yeah.
Well, these participants in this study had yes. fewer negative emotions such as nice. Anxiety, sadness, and annoyance after watching cat videos, even they when they were doing it at work or while studying.
Wow.
Jim lots of watches a lot of pussy video, and while he's here, generally.
Yeah.
But
what?
No.
What do you want? Not here.
No.
The only negative in watching all those cat videos is just everyone starts to talk like this. Oh,
well,
the little surprise kitty.
That one. Oh, my God. No way. Surprise kitty. Okay. And also, cats who look like Hitler.com.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God. Our favorite. Cats who look like Wilford Brimley.
Yep.
Oh, that I didn't know. Thank you for turning me on to that. Do you know there's a site, Houses That Look Like Hitler? You will die laughing.
Wow.
You have to see. The houses do look like Hitler.
I'm guessing they're not in Tel Aviv.
No, they're not. They're not in the West Bank. They're not in the... but the houses, they do. The eaves go down on one side. You've got to see this. Houses That Look Like Hitler. It's hilarious.
Wow. That's
did you find
Tommy?
It?
I saw Tommy. I found him in the bathtub this morning, sitting on a
Tommy,
towel
your
in the
feral
bathtub.
Cat.
Yeah, and he was out drinking last night.
So of course. He's feral.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we get Jim to show up here. We just put out like girl-on-girl porn and some milk.
And a saucer of milk.
And a saucer of milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just like, Jim's here.
Preferably
okay.
with some... You know, single malt scotch mixed in.
Okay.
Right. Cat scotch.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, there's
the houses that look like
Hitler. Well, there's a whole website called Things That Look Like Hitler.
Oh, are the houses on there?
Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah, there are a bunch of things.
Like, what else? What's the weirdest thing that looks like Hitler? A melon baller?
A hiking shoe.
Let me see the hiking shoe.
Oh, a jackboot. Oh, awesome.
Okay. Oh, it does look like Hitler. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. Wow. Who the thunk it? Hey, look, chopsticks that look like Hitler.
Wow. See, we've come magically full circle because Jim Ward thinks he was reincarnated, and he was a pilot down.
No, I was shot down by the Germans in World War II.
Oh. Yes.
And then I went
my dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg.
Really?
This toilet looks like Hitler.
It does. That's very good.
That is true. That is true.
Uh-huh.
It totally looks
and
like Hitler.
It does.
Yeah.
Your
it's
dad
springtime
was a prosecutor
for
at
springtime for Hitler.
And Germany.
And Spermany. What? Right. No.
What?
What?
Yes, her dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg.
Wow. How'd he do? Talk about a slam dunk.
He interrogated Goering.
Of course, Goering probably would have died of natural causes 5 minutes later anyway.
Yeah.
Because he was like 1,000 pounds.
Right.
But
yeah, that's what my dad said. He said, you fat fucker. I want some answers. You think I can handle the truth? I want.
In World War I, though, he was, you know, he could actually fit into a Fokker D7.
Oh,
Fokker, I just met him.
Fokker,
no, that's,
what?
No.
Fokker? I don't even know
him. No.
What? Okay.
He took over the von Richthofen squadron after he was shot down.
This is making Elaine very uncomfortable.
No, it's not. My father was in the army. He liberated Buchenwald. He was the first army unit in.
And this is World War I was before the Nazis. I mean, there were a lot of Jewish Germans who fought for Germany in World War I.
For Germany. Yeah. Well, it's because it was before the Nazis.
Right.
Of
yes,
course.
Exactly.
But, you know, there was no World War II. It was World War I. It just never ended,
but
really. They just didn't end it right.
Like, this is too long. Let's just call it something else now.
Well, yeah. It's like, oh, it's not ending. Okay, let's just do the sequel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was it. But, yeah, my father's in the army. He crawled through. This is my joke I do in my act. I say, you know, they say it's a Christian country. Yeah, tell that to my father who crawled through Europe on his belly all through the 1940s. Okay, he wasn't in the war. He just had a horrible travel agent.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do not get this every day.
No.
Comedy legend Elaine Boozler.
Wow.
TalesofJoy.net. This is just a joy and a pleasure.
You didn't do the thing.
What? Oh, Tales of Joy. Thank you.
Yes, and Tales of Joy on Facebook. That's TAILS.
Yes, it is.
I love you in every way. Comedically, doggly.
Doggly.
Is that a word?
Absolutely, doggly.
Donald Trump used bigly. Donald Trump used bigly.
Obamacare is going to kick in bigly in
2016.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. He's going to kick Ed Begley in the ass.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Huge.
Fucking dope.
You know what? I live near Trump's buildings in New York, and I'm just begging that if he gets elected, don't let him redesign the White House.
He'll
don't
yes.
let him rebuild
he'll put
it.
Gold leaf on
gold.
The columns.
Everything will be gold.
Ugh.
Elaine Boozer.
That's class. Gold leaf is class.
I got class on my ass.
You don't have the class.
You are awesome, Elaine.
Elaine yes. Blizzler.
Are we done?
What a yeah. thrill and a pleasure.
It
and
flew.
It did.
Hey, look listen, how much vodka I have left.
The pizza's here. Let's go. We love you, Elaine fucking Boozler.
Love you guys.
Thank Woo. You. Follow her at Elaine Boozler on Twitter.
Love you, Angel.
Oh.